This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's betterhelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Good morning, y'all. Okay, hi. Welcome back. My name is Joey Kidney. And I'm just going to get right into it. This is not going to be long. And I already have to cough. Or sneeze. Or burp. It's like all in one. That's a lot. That's tasteful. Anyways, I was scrolling through my Instagram and I realized that I haven't talked about this yet, and it's not necessarily my position to talk about it, and I guess that's why I haven't. But I think I have an unpopular opinion that I would love to share, and I don't really care if you don't agree with it, because I feel like a lot of people won't agree with it. But if you if you follow like anybody on YouTube, you probably heard this story about Wolfie Raps and his girlfriend, or his ex-girlfriend, Sylvia. And so Wolfie is like in the Clout Gang, and he's actually from where I live. They're both from where I live, in Ottawa, Ontario, and like it's a beautiful place, and it's a very small community. So Wolfie happened to be the biggest YouTuber like growing up here. I don't know how many subscribers he has, but there was quite a few. He had a big audience. And then he went to LA and he's joined like this Clout Gang, I guess it's called, and with Ricegum and everything like that. And then Sylvia moved to LA too. And then just a lot of good things were going for them. And then unfortunately, it's so unfortunate. I hate seeing this. Wolfie ended up cheating on Sylvia, and I mean, I'm not going to get into the details. I just want to talk about the idea of what happened, not necessarily each specific, because I don't know them all and I don't know the real story. I don't know the true story. I'm sure it's out there, but it's not my business to go and dig. This is not my situation. This is not my problem. This is nothing like that. I just want to give my little two cents and my opinion on everything, because I just think it's a nice way to look at the other side. So apparently Wolfie cheated on Sylvia with some girl, and then she leaked the texts and the pictures of them like cuddling or whatever like that. And that's all I really know. And I go on his Instagram, and this is today, and I went on his Instagram, and I saw that people are like destroying him in the comments, and I feel bad. Now, cheating is not something that I necessarily agree with. It's not something that I myself would ever do, but it's something that I understand why people do. And I know that's probably not something that anybody wants to hear, but think about it. And think about it in the other person's perspective. I'm not talking about the Wolfie situation right now. But in general, cheating makes the decision so much freaking easier for the other person. It's never a good thing. It's never going to be a good thing. But I think there's different types of cheating, and I think they're all bad. But I think I just like to understand why people do what they do. Sometimes it's more for a physical thing and they want to be intimate with somebody else. And that's literally it, but they're still in love with the person that they're seeing, and they just want to refresh type of deal. And then sometimes they just literally hate the person they're seeing, but they can't break up with them, and then they go cheat, and then that makes it easier, even though it's worse. And there's just a bunch of things. And I'm always so curious to see if somebody does something bad, why are they doing that? What went through their mind in order to do that? And that kind of loops to the Wolfie situation, because I'm so curious as to why he did that. And I'm thinking, and he blew up in this, like this past year, he just blew up, and he had this song that went on, that just went off, and it was sitting on the charts for a little bit. And like that's great, but it all goes to your head. It's this psychological thing that not really anybody can handle. We're handling, like, he's in a little house or whatever with all these housemates, and they call themselves Clout Gang. But we can't handle all this clout by ourselves, especially when we share our lives online. He's vlogging every day, and then he's posting his videos the next day, and he has an editor, and then he's going shopping, buying $1,000 of clothes, and then he's posting to his main channel for, like, I think videos that he doesn't even really want to make. And it's just a combination of an unhappy situation. And I think he just wanted to fill that void. And this is just fucking horrible. But I think he wanted to fill that void that he just didn't know how to fill, because he had everything. He had the money. He had the girl. He could get more girls. So why wouldn't he, is his question probably. He had literally everything he ever wanted. But I think it came all too quick. Now, my most depressed friends are all rich. And it's because once you have money, you have time. And when you have time to think. You shouldn't have time. You should always be working. And that's what I feel like these people who just moved to LA, they stop working and they start doing drugs. They just start losing themselves in not even their art, but in LA, in this horrible place that people think you need to go in order to make it. And I don't think that's the case. But I was looking at his Instagram, and I was just reading all the comments telling him to die. Like, and this breakup happened a while ago, like I think months and months and months ago, and he's still getting this backlash. And as he should. But at the same time, yo, guys, shut up. This is not your problem. It is not your situation. It is nothing that you have to deal with. I understand they share their lives online, but they shouldn't share this part of their lives online. There is no reason that they need to explain anything to the internet. I think that they should have handled it offline. I don't think they should have monetized it at all. And I think it could have went a lot better, but now he's going to suffer the consequences of reading through those comments. And the people that are commenting, I truly hope that one day you're going to wake up and you're going to think, I just commented telling somebody to die, or I'm sitting here so worried about somebody else's relationship when I can't even handle my own, or I don't even have one for myself. And you're just commenting these rude, even racial slurs. And it's just so negative, and I feel for both parties. Obviously, Sylvia, that's never something that you want to happen to you. No shit. And Wolfie, I can only imagine where your head was at. And I know that's probably something that nobody has said yet, but I would love to know why. Not why you did what you did, but why do you think you got to that point? What do you think made you just, Not even the cheating, but what made you go to LA? What was that turning point where you thought that you were the biggest shit there was? You know, what was that? And I would love to sit down and know, because I love understanding people, and I love seeing why they do what they do, and I'd love to hear the reason. And so I've met them both. I met them both a couple times now, and they're both such nice people. And I was very scared. I thought they were going to be very big-headed. Now, Wolfie was a little bit big-headed, but he had every right to be. But I thought they were going to be a lot more big-headed than what they were. Sylvie was just very kind, but very to herself, because I'm nothing important. I'm not an important person. I'm just a regular person from Ottawa in the same creative that they are. And Wolfie was, he was a little bit more big-headed, but he was still very nice. And he still remembered me, and he still said hi to me. He came out of his way to say hi, and I think that was very nice of him. And he should be big-headed. At the time, he was literally the top shit. He was doing so well for himself, and I was honestly so proud. Like, I think anybody would be big-headed. And no matter what you say, people don't necessarily stay humble in every situation. Like, you can take any artist and you can put them back in the situation that they used to be in. Like, say, I'm saying situation a lot. Like, say you take a pop star and you put them back in like sports or something. They're obviously going to be treated a little bit different from their peers, and they're going to treat their peers a little bit differently. And that's how it goes. And it's not a bad thing. It's not something that is negative. It's just a little bit different because they live different lives now. You are a different person now. Now, getting all this clout or all this attention goes to people's heads. And again, it's not a negative thing. It's just what happens. And I think it went the wrong way. And I am truly sorry. Well, I mean, I'm not apologizing because I didn't do anything, but I feel bad. And I feel bad because things go so well and then they go so wrong. Wolfie worked his ass off to get where he is, and he let his mind take over his whole entire body. And that sucks, and it's not something that's very easy. It's a mental state that not a lot of people can handle. Heck, I can't even handle it. Sometimes if I'm doing really well, I'm very scared of success because I'm so scared of, like, the backlash and how everything's going to go. And I can only imagine him. He's on, like, his stats are, like, multiplied by mine. Like he destroys me in stats. And, like, so I can only imagine what he has to deal with, and everything he posts is now always going to be seen as he's the cheater. And that sucks. You know, that actually sucks. That straight up sucks. What he did sucks. Is he a horrible human? No, he did a horrible thing to probably a very nice girl. I mean, I don't really know the relationship that well. I didn't watch it online or anything like that. I've only met them a few times. And to Sylvia, I think I didn't watch her videos, but I hope she did. I hope she did it well. I hope she never said, like, fuck you, Wolfie, or anything like that, because that doesn't help anyone. That doesn't win on your end at all. I hope she was like, I'm going to go do better for myself. I genuinely hope that, and that's no hate towards Wolfie. That's no hate. I'm not choosing any sides in this situation because I don't know any sides. But I feel for both parties, and I think other people should too. Do I think cheating is right? No. Do I think the whole situation is right? No. Would I love to understand what was going through his mind when it happened? Yes. And hers? Same thing. I want to know. And I think it's something that interests me. And I don't know. I could be just rambling right now. But think about it. Think about the YouTubers that you used to watch back in their room, and like when they're like in Missouri or something random, or Wisconsin, and then they move to LA. Think about how much less content they create. Think about how many sad tweets you read. Think about how many Instagram stories you are watching that are them partying and drinking and smoking and doing nothing all freaking day. Think about that. Think about your favorite YouTuber that moved to LA, and think about how unproductive they are. And let me know. I would love to know, because that's kind of how I see LA. And every single time I go, all my friends are just literally there, and they love the legalization over there, and I'm not a fan at all, but they just literally sit on the couch and talk trash all day. So I can only imagine if somebody was even, I say, in a relationship or, say, having a hard time. They're obviously going to be in a negative situation. I guess I said situation again. But they're obviously going to be negative because they're surrounding themselves with people who just sit on their ass and do nothing all freaking day because they have nothing, or they have everything. My friend Justin Escalona made a sweater that says, Some people are so poor, all they have is money. And I think that's a great slogan or a phrase for this. That's exactly what I'm meaning, is that what our mind is so filled with what we think is this positive feedback, what we think money and this monetary value is so more important than positivity and our serotonin levels and our positive endorphins, that it trumps it, but it really doesn't. Having a happy life is 10 times better than having a happy bank account. And I can say that any time of the day, any time of the year, maybe not at Christmas. I like to treat my family. But I can only imagine it's tough. I can only imagine. Because all my rich friends are depressed. And it freaking sucks. And I feel for them. So if you're out there and you're making some money, make time for yourself, make time for your friends, make time for your family, and don't move to LA because you will get depressed and cheat on your girlfriend. Anyways, stay you, stay beautiful. Follow me on Instagram at Joey Kidney, and let me know your thoughts, whether it's a DM or whether it's a comment on my Instagram picture. I'm very curious to hear your thoughts on this situation. Again, situation. What's that guy from Jersey Shore? The Situation, whatever his name is, that's funny. Anyways, stay you, stay beautiful. I'll talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.